Later on Friday, Pope Benedict will attend a concert in the Paul VI Hall in honor of his 85th birthday. The concert is being given by the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, under the direction of Italian conductor Riccardo Chailly. The Holy Father will be treated to a rendition of Mendelssohn's Second Symphony. Lydia O'Kane went along to watch the orchestra rehearse and spoke to its managing director, Andreas Schultz.
We're hearing the dulcet tones of the orchestra behind us here, and it's a very important event. It's a very important milestone for Pope Benedict XVI. It's his 85th anniversary, and your orchestra has been invited to play for him. What does that mean for the orchestra performing for a German pope?
It is, let's say, an unbelievable invitation. When I remember the invitation, what I got in October 2010, I was so surprised, so deeply honored. I can't believe it when I've seen these facts with the invitation. At that time, it was planned for April 19th and not for the 20th. And then we have had a strong discussion, let's say, for 2-3 weeks to discuss the right repertoire for this evening. And I was also very surprised and happy that they have chosen Mendelssohn's Lobgesang, the Sinfoniekantate, because Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy was Gewandhauskapellmeister. And it's, I think, a wonderful piece and, let's say, the right piece for this special event. And then we have had a very intensive time to find our partners, our sponsors, to organize everything and then to prepare for this evening. Since 1 week, all the musicians are discussing on the floors. We believe we have to go there and what the atmosphere, what the situation. And when we arrived with all the buses here and the musicians and the choir members went into the hall, they were just standing for 1 minute like a wow.
So it is the first time for the orchestra and the choir and the soloists in the Paul VI Hall.
Absolutely the first time. And you will get only one time an invitation. They will never re-invite you. So it was just always one evening where you can present them your repertoire.
You were talking there about repertoire and the very apt choice of Mendelssohn. Perhaps you could talk to us about a little bit how it came about was it a lengthy process to find the right composer and the right repertoire for the evening?
I can tell you, in this point where I'm so surprised about the invitation, at the same time, I'm sitting on my table with my staff and we are preparing the next season. At that time, the next season was 11-12. And this week, we have had a plan to do subscription concerts in Leipzig. And so we have to change the whole system of the subscription concerts to have a free week to go to the Vatican and to present this concert. And we have had also planned with Riccardo different repertoire at the end of March, because Riccardo was not available in this week. He had concerts in La Scala. And so we have to plan first, and then we started the, let's say, negotiations about the right repertoire. We are talking about Bach at that time, also about Mendelssohn and about Verdi. And I'm very happy that they had chosen at the end Mendelssohn piece, because this is really a statement from the music city of Leipzig, because as perhaps everybody knows, Bach and Mendelssohn are the main music persons in the city.
Do you think Mendelssohn has a musical significance today, that his music is still relevant today?
That's right. Mendelssohn's music is so important, and it's one of the first, let's say, artistic aims of the Gewandhaus Orchestra to present Mendelssohn's music not only in Leipzig, the symphonies, the overtures, the violin concerto, piano concerto, etc., but also all over the world. And often when we are on tour, let's say in America, in Asia, or in Europe, we are discussing with the presenters to choose one of the Mendelssohn pieces, because it's one of the main artistic lines of the orchestra to play Mendelssohn.
You mentioned there about the conductor, and we should mention that the conductor is Italian. So you've got the German influence, you've got the Italian influence. It makes for a very successful evening, doesn't it?
Everything is here, what you can succeed. So, and yeah, and I have also to underline that it was, let's say, at the end, the initiative by Riccardo, because Riccardo have had a long talk with his mayor of the city, Paderno Dugnano, just next and close to Milano, because this mayor is linked to people of the Vatican protocol. And Riccardo told him, look, it will be fantastic if they are so far ready to invite the orchestra one time. It was not linked to the birthday of the Pope, nothing. Just will be very fine if he can get an invitation. And this was the first step so far from Riccardo. Then the next day he called me and said, look, Andreas, can you send please a letter in my name to the Holy Father and to present material from the orchestra and so on. I did it. And then 2 weeks later, with the surprise, what I underlined, the invitation arrives.
We hear that the Pope himself and his brother are music lovers and have a great knowledge of music. How does that help the orchestra? How does that help when they're performing to somebody who is a music lover?
It's all that, let's say, if we are presenting music or performing or playing music on stage, I think the first thing is that the orchestra would like, let's say, to involve all public, if they are music lovers or not. But music is in such an intensive language that, let's say, most of the time everybody will come and will get it. But if you have a special person, let's say, like the Holy Father is, because it's birthday and we know that he is so close to music and, let's say, all the arts around, it's really much better because there's a person who can follow you, who knows the choral at the end of the Lobgesang Kantate. This is the most important thing.
Mm. Of course, Germany, a great musical country, Italy, a great musical country. Do you hope to return sometime soon to Italy again?
Yeah, to Italy, let's say, normally every second or third year when we are planning European tours, we will be also in Italy. But this concert tomorrow is the most important event in the history of the Gewandhaus Orchestra.